Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Stay alive. Men does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It's amazing in that scripture where it says, every word. Do you know every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God for humanity? Did you know that he wrote the Bible, Genesis, all the way through the 66 books and ended in the book of Revelation, chapter 22? That is what we as a human race are to live on. We are to live on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I don't know about you, but I had been going to church for years. I was a Catholic, and then I came over to the evangelical church. But, you know, I didn't take God's word serious. I just kind of played with it, you know, here and there. And I loved God with all my heart. I believed in God. I lived the faith message. I was an entrepreneur. You don't go into your own business relying on yourself. Well, many have, but I never did. I never relied on myself for success. I relied on God every day, and he brought me to success. But I was not spiritually successful completely, because I was not reading the full message of God. You know, God wants all the people of the world to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is the 66 books in the Bible, and be saved. And so when the Lord walked through my cottage walls in 2001 with his angelic host and the beauty of the invisible realm, heaven to earth, to rescue and to restore one of his lost sheep. I was a Christian that was not feeding on the full message of God. And I'll never forget when God took me into heaven and he took me into hell to tell me how the devil gets his people, the Christians, and brings them into hell for lack of knowledge. It's amazing. And he said, you need to read the complete Bible. And he asked me this question. He said, who is your favorite preacher? And I felt devastated as I sat there in shock on a bench in the depths of hell. For any of you out there that haven't read my Real God book, it's my testimony of my four-month encounter of visions and explanations by God to this lost kid of his. But by the time I got out of hell and took a tour of the place, I was startled. I was startled that I had read the Bible for years, and I had gone to church for years, and I had listened to great messages on faith. And we need faith, for the justified, the people in the kingdom, live on faith. But if we're not living on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, the Bible, for ourselves, we are not alive, but we are in danger. We are in danger of being deceived, and we are in danger of perdition and perishing. And Lucifer, he's been the devil longer than you've been alive. You may have been here for 30 years, 40 years. Maybe you're a teenager. Let me tell you, you don't know near the amount of knowledge that Satan knows. And God has instructed his people to come out of the world through Christ, come into his kingdom, be filled full of his spirit, and to begin to eat the word of God. And, you know, the word of God will save your life. The word of God will instruct your life. The Bible clearly tells us that the Bible is full of instructions. God tells us how to live, why we are to live this way, because God wants you to be successful in life and rise for all eternity. So pick up the Bible today and begin to live by going through it and reading and studying the 66 books.
Alaron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Rialaron today at www.rialaron.org.